It used to be that people didn't have electric light. So they pretty much run their lives around the constellations, around the sun and the moon. And how much light when the sun rose, so people got up to work. And when the sun set, so they were home eating supper. So yeah, they had firelight, they had candlelight, they had lanterns. But primarily, life was led around the sun. Our sages do tell us that one can attain the greatest Torah wisdom by learning at night. Our sages do tell us that one's supposed to view the cycle of the day and the night. And Mikumi Adroni, from the time of the reading of Megillas Rus, where from time until Roni, till Megillas Eicha, that the nights are short, they're very, very short. So then, that's really the peak periods. So then, a person's going to sleep at night. And then we say Shichvi, then sleep. But from Roni to Kumi, the rest of the year, when the nights are longer, so then a person's supposed to add to his day from the night, meaning his learning schedule should include part of the night because the nights are longer, so he can afford himself more time to learn. No, we're continuing. No? Abraham, we finished the singing. I called home and found out we could continue. They're not resending the pizza. In 2 minutes, I have to go and reorder the pizza from another place. They're closing, but the pizza places close early on Hanukkah. But I found another place. No. In 2 minutes, they told me to call them back, so I want them to know I'm calling them back. Back to our question.
I'm not judging, I'm just asking.
Many of the Sfaradim had the custom that they would go to sleep right after Arvit. They'd pray Mincha, Arvit, either eat a small supper or not, go to sleep. The Sfaradim did this, the Temanim did this, and then they'd end up going to sleep at 5 o'clock in the evening, times like this, you can daven Arvit. They daven Arvit just after Shkia,
yeah,
so Shkia is 4:40, they'd be home by 5 o'clock, eat supper, go to bed, say Shema again, 5:30 they're sleeping. By 12:30 they've had 7 hours of sleep, right? So now they get up at 12:30 and learn till Nates. 6 o'clock in the morning. 5:45, they start their tefillah. So 12:30 to 5:30 to 5:45, they've gotten in 5 hours of learning through the night after 7 hours of sleep. 7 hours of sleep. And now this schedule was the schedule that many of the Yemenites had and the schedule that many of the Sfaradim had of going to sleep directly after Alvit, getting up sometime in the middle of the night, and you had whole communities gathering in shuls and learning. If you want to see in the book, I have to see, one of the Sfarim, what's the name of the Sefer? I don't remember, I have to look. I have it at home, I don't remember the name. He quotes, he says, this is the way all the people of our communities have lived, and when they get old, after they've been doing this for 50, 60 years, then they allow themselves, the older people, at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, after being up from 12:30, they take a small nap. And they'd all go learn. You see the Ben Ish Chai in Baghdad, this was the custom. Many, many places, this was the custom. And then they go to work. After being up learning from 12:30 to 6, and then davening at 6, they'd learn half the night they were learning. The first 7 hours of the night they were sleeping. Let's say 5:30 to 12:30 they were sleeping. And then 12:30 they'd get up and go to shul and learn till 6. And then at 6 they'd start davening. After davening they'd eat breakfast. They'd still learn a little bit and then go to work. And you finish work, you go daven, you come home, you go to sleep. They weren't going for a nightlife. So these people also would get up for Tikkun Chatzot. And when you're going to sleep early, then it makes sense to get up early. Now, Tikkun Chatzot is that the Gemara in Brachos describes that there are periods when in heaven there's, so to speak, an awakening that God says, now I lament over the fact that my children are out in exile and that my temple is destroyed. And at these times, it's favorable if we take the time to pray about the fact that we are exiled and pray for the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that it is good for a person to lament at these times. Now, when are these times? So the dry reading of the Shulchan Aruch and of the Gemara says that these times are, we take the night and split it into thirds. So a third into the night isn't so late. You don't have to wake up at midnight. The Kabbalists, the Mkubalim, say Tikkun Chatzot, specifically the middle of the night. It happens to be that that period specifically doesn't show up in the Gemara. It's an opinion we don't accept in the Gemara. If you're dividing the night into thirds, then the middle is not one of the thirds. The half is not one of the thirds. So I'm saying, if you go with the opinion of force, which we don't go with in Halacha, then you have the opinion that's brought in Kabbalah of Chatzot. The Babli. I don't know.
There doesn't make sense to have like early morning, middle morning, late morning.
This isn't morning, we're dividing the night.
Yeah, the night. Early night, middle night, late night.
Okay. So if a person wants to do this, and it's a good thing to do, it's not mandatory, but it's a good thing to do, he could go with the thirds, a third into the night. He could say, now, we have to know when we read Shulchan Aruch that there are things that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch that are not always compulsory, like this. You see, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a good thing to do, okay? It's a good thing to do means just that. It's good, not obligatory. Who should do it? Everyone can try. Not necessarily everyone's ready for it now. If a person is a part of a yeshiva, and the yeshiva has learning seder till 10, then it's not recommended for him to get up in the middle of the night to do Tikkun Chatzot. It's going to ruin his learning the next day. So even when we say something is good, we mean it's good, but to be weighed, not just do it blindly at all costs. It's not a good idea. And especially because here you have the Babli's opinion and what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that you could go with. You want to lament the destruction of the temple, like the Shulchan Aruch says, any time is good. You want to get these peak hours, so try for the thirds. That's also good. And we wait with these things till we're on a very high level. When we're on a high level, then we're obligated to do it. But at our level, we don't have to worry about it. Give me 1 second, because the pizza guy asked me